But if I don't have something playing, I promise you I'm like thinking of 14 other things.
Yep.
So I tend to turn music on more often consciously. Like I make an effort like, oh, you need to turn on music to like try to kind of muffle that. It sounds dumb when I say it, but muffle those voices inside my head. All right, guys. Hey. Welcome to the Make Trades Great Again podcast. Andy and Eric here. We're BSing today.
That's Andy, it.
You were just talking about getting tired of your playlist. But we had asked everybody in the last episode, you did, I think.
Yep.
About what they were listening to, right?
You know, last couple of episodes before we took our break, had asked, you know, what's everybody listening to? That was my end was two-pronged. One, I want to know what everybody else is listening to. You know, what's your go-to? And on the second thing,
podcasts or music?
Yeah, like podcast, music, whatever. I mean, yeah. I guess I didn't preface it, but it was just what's on your play, you know, what's your playlist?
Yeah.
You know, what do you listen to? What you driving to the job site? What do you got on?
Right.
And part, like I say, part, it was self-serving on one end because my playlist was boring and I was just kind of over it, you know, and I'd been doing the same old thing forever. And I'm not going to stop listening to the stuff that I was listening to. I just had to change something up. And so
I think that's natural though. I do the same thing. Like I can't even listen to the same music playlist for too long before I'm like, I need something else.
Before I'm like, I hate these songs. These songs suck.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the songs I've been listening to for 30 years or something.
Sure.
Isn't that funny how you do that? Yeah, I think we're perpetually stuck. At least our go back to like comfort is like where you were in high school. That's my take on music. But
I was sitting there going, God, you know, I used to, what do I enjoy listening to? You know, what's my thing? And I went back to like, what haven't I listened to in a really long time that I used to? And the one that popped up in my head was Opie and Anthony.
Oh,
I used to freaking listen.
Those guys are funny. Are they still in the air?
No, it's all done.
Oh.
Whoever the network was dropped the show one of them, I don't remember which one it was. I think Anthony ended up getting basically booted off the air.
Oh.
It was not
Me Too or something like that.
I think he made some comments about some stuff and was just like, I'm done, I'm out. Anyway, that was the end of that. But they did it after that for a while with Jim Norton and Opie did it. And I may have the two of them wrong. I mean, shit, that's only been like
Opie got fired, apparently.
Okay, so Opie got fired. Anthony was still there. It was Jim and Anthony or Anthony and Jim something. So Jim Norton was on there. He's a comedian. And it just dawned on me, though, that I was like, what was it that I liked about that? And it was funny, right? You know, you could laugh about it. I didn't have anything to relate to it, any of it. But so I ended up just Google searching Jim Norton on Spotify.
Yep.
And I've been listening occasionally off and on to just clips out of his stand-up shows. And I don't know. I just... Some of that stuff, you just kind of go, God, that's funny, you know. That's crude. That's really not appropriate, but God dang, that's pretty funny. You know, so.
Yeah.
So that's
I can remember years ago, this is going to date me. So I listened to, early on in as a journeyman, I listened to Opie and Anthony on an XM radio, like, receiver thing that would tune in to, like, 89.1 on my FM
modulator.
Right. It was like you had to sync the little tuner thing. You bought the radio thing for, I don't remember what it was, but then I paid the $10 a month, right?
Yep.
So I could get XM. But I liked the XM at the time because of those comedy channels, the stand-up comedians. And it was really cool, like especially if you're on like a long road trip, you could just get one comedy act after another that you'd never even heard of, you know?
Right.
They'd slide some old stuff in there from like Richard Pryor or something like that. And it was just, it was hilarious. I remember at the time it was when I'm trying to think if this was long before Jim Gaffigan got popular, but I swear it wasn't. I swear it was like when Jim Gaffigan's Hot Pockets thing was like kind of starting.
It was just coming. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. It was funny. Good times.
No, I think that the thing I appreciate or like the most about that O&A show was how many different comedians they had on that, like, you open your eyes to somebody that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
You know,
well, exactly.
Some of those guys, that Patrice O'Neill was great. You know, I mean, there was a whole bunch of them it was just like, you listen to it and all of a sudden it's like, you're not thinking about the job. You're not thinking about whatever. You're just, you know, if you need to change the spirits, turn a little comedy on.
Did you ever listen to the Bob and Tom show?
No.
Okay, so we didn't have – they're out of Ohio. They're – I don't know if they're still in the air or not. Maybe they are. I'm going to look it up real quick while we do this. It looks like they are still on the air. And they're kind of like the Opie and Anthony show where they do some skits. They do some funny stuff with comedians. Yeah. That was kind of their thing, right? Or it is their thing.
Sure.
I think maybe a little bigger, you know, than Opie and Anthony was.
Okay.
As far as I know, at least in the Twin Cities, they never were on the air here. I think they were in like southern Minnesota, but because of XM, I could back then. This is not a commercial for XM, by the way. I don't have XM or by any means now.
Nope.
But I listened to them as well because of the comedy stuff. It was totally different than the morning radio shows that we had here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And in fact, some of those are still going. Like, there's still a dude on the air here that has been on the air since I was like a very small child. I'm not gonna lie. I don't get it. Whatever. It's like they cryogenically freeze these people,
right?
Or something, and they just thaw them long enough for a radio show.
Still there.
Oh no. So your playlist. I mean, you're still going. What podcast are you listening to right now? Anything anything different than before? Nothing.
No, I mean, really? There's a couple that I've been listening to that have been interesting. Not many people know this. I'm kind of into competitive archery. I'm not very good at it, but it's something that's interesting to me. I think mostly it's interesting because I can turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
I can go shoot in the backyard, or I can not shoot for 4 months if time doesn't permit. Sure. And so that's been something that's interesting. My son does it. So it's been something that we can do together and whatnot, but it's, there's a number of podcasts that I've been listening to on that aspect, that are interesting conversations anyway. One of them is, this Cam podcast, and it's mostly a competitive archery media, I think is what it is. So anyway, that's one that I've been listening to. Like I say, I got onto I remember what the other one was. Build Show Network, this is always an interesting conversation, trade related, you know.
Right.
So,
yep.
And of course, this one, I don't
know. Well, I was waiting for you. I was wondering if you were going to mention the MTGA podcast. I have a couple of favorites for sure that I listen to as often as they are available.
Sure.
I'm a fan of a product of the COVID era for podcasting. And that's the Smartless podcast with, I think Smartless is hilarious. It's Will Arnett and Jason Bateman and, what's the dude from Will and Grace, his name? I can't think of his name. Hold on, I'm looking it up. the funny guy from Will and Grace, Sean Hayes.
Okay.
And so the three of them, and they have on their show often, most often they have guests on every episode.
Okay.
And most often their guests are like major celebrities.
Okay.
Who are fans of the show, and they get on and they for the most part talk like normal human beings instead of
right.
some PR, you know, appearance kind of thing. And so it's cool. It's I don't listen to every episode because not every guest like draws me in to want to listen to it. They're longer. Yeah. They're usually an hour long, so I'm not always able to listen to them in one shot, mm-hmm. which then typically will prevent me from even clicking on it in the first place.
Right.
But you're talking about some pretty cool guests. Like, let me just, you don't have to go far. John Oliver, you know who he is?
Sure. Yep.
Does the thing on HBO. I mean, he was great. Natalie Portman, which was actually really interesting. She's the, you know, pretty good actress. The Killers, the band, that was fun. Adam Driver, another actor I think is kind of cool. And he's in a movie that I watched recently. So I was like, yeah, I'll listen to that. They had Arnold Schwarzenegger on recently. And so just like, and that's not even a good representation. It's just a wide representation of all the kind of people they have on. And I think the three of them together are hilarious, but I'm also a fan of Will Arnett and Jason Bateman. So like,
right.
I think, you know, not to like fanboy on them. I think it's a fun podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
And then, so they come out with something like every week. And then on my playlist, I listen to more often than that. I listen to a podcast that originated on the radio originally it's called Freakonomics Radio. And I think that's super, okay. super interesting. Right now they're doing a whole series about like the facts, like the real, facts about, immigration, which is really interesting because it's sure. not about politics.
Right.
And it really shows you how politics is really screwing people's ideas up about immigration. But I thought that, I mean, it's just a really cool show. So those are kind of my two go-tos. Another one I brought up kind of how got us talking about this off the air was, I really like this comedian, Nate Bargatze. I think he's hilarious. Okay. And he's got a podcast with three other guys that are also comedians, but way lesser known. One of them actually, Dusty, one of the co-hosts, he actually has a Netflix special now. So like he's definitely on the up. He's
getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. But they do this. I would say it's more, it's like sometimes they're 2 hours long. Like it's, they sit around in a table in a studio and just like, they have topics that they're going to talk about, but each right. one of them gets their own comedic spin on it. And it's way more interesting than, but still in kind of the style of, what's his name that does the, what's it? Who's the biggest one? Why can't I think of his name? Joe Rogan.
Okay.
It's, you know, but it's not 6 hours long. Sometimes they're 2 hours, you know, but I get bits and pieces of it. I don't listen to every one of them, but when I do, I know it's going to be hilarious. You just kind of got to get to know the people that are doing it.
Yep.
So that's my podcast playlist, but I got killer music playlists. You know, if you like pop punk, I'm your guy.
I find myself not doing a lot of music while I'm driving. I don't know why. I mean, really? There's most of the time it'll just be silent in the van and I'll be like, oh, I should turn something on. And that's just how I roll.
You know, I have this brain that doesn't shut off, and a lot of good comes from that, but a lot of just this internal dialogue is like constantly, not dialogue, I'm not talking, like I'm constantly, right. my brain is constantly going. And
yeah.
even when music is on, I'm not going to lie to you, but if I don't have something playing, I promise you I'm like thinking of 14 other things.
Yep.
So I tend to turn music on more often consciously. Like I make an effort like, oh, you need to turn on music to like try to kind of muffle that. It sounds dumb when I say it, but muffle those voices inside my head, you know, like,
right.
It does help me shut down a little bit.
Calm the storm.
Yeah. Look, I'm not gonna lie. And it's only gotten worse as I've kind of like, I am like,
yeah.
Super ADHD. There's no doubt about it. And like whatever form, because I have never went to the doctor and I should, but like, I know sure. that the music helps me a little bit and right. calming that, you know, I don't know. My head's always moving forward. It's probably, a product of how I got to where I'm at, you know, owning a business, yeah. doing all the social media stuff. Like
it just constantly works. Going. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. When you're listening to music, though, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Like
if you turn on Spotify right now, what's it going to recommend to you?
Probably some sort of a early 2000s rock mix.
Yeah.
You know, something
like some Foo Fighters and
Foo Fighters, Limp Bizkit, you know, some of that lot of Green Day in there, you know.
Yeah. Best band ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think that, but I do.
There's a lot of country that ends up on there. I'm not like a modern songy, you know. I'm more of a, I don't know, older Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
Summer vibe, you know, yep. something that's upbeat. I cannot stand talking about, you know, listening to the sob story country. It's just not my jam, you know.
You're not a, was it George Jones? And
No. I don't mind that, but it's a lot. I mean,
it's good art, but it's not what you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be my go-to. The whole rock scene, I actually like a lot of jazz, some jazz, you know. I mean,
nice.
It's, yeah, you know, I don't know. I like, if my wife always looks at my playlist and she's like,
Do you share an account? Like, do you pay so you can have multiple logins?
We have a family account.
Okay.
She's more traditional country and hip hop.
Oh.
You know, a lot of Pink. You know, that kind of vibe, which I'm totally fine with.
That top 40 kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heather's is more, you wouldn't know this reference, but it's the KDWB mix. That's our top 40 pop station, okay. right?
Yep. That would be Cheryl's jam, probably.
It's where you're going to hear, for your reference to Cheryl, it's where you're going to hear, Taylor Swift, right? Like it's
sure
for sure. But then Pink and then, you know, Nelly, you know, like that kind of thing.
Right.
And so then, which a lot of that station, I like that music. Yeah. There's no doubt. I don't listen to it, except for when it's on in the car and we're together or something like that. And
sure.
I have nothing against it. But if you look at my playlists, the stuff I've made, very predictable from one song to the next, even right. as they get recommended by, you know, the AI within Spotify, like the recommended fill-in songs, they fit exactly right in there. The recommended, like the daily mix playlist that they give you to choose from.
Right.
All the same stuff, just different songs.
Different orders.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, I like a lot of things, and then like Ethan, he's in that band, his hardcore band, and I love it. Not just because he's in the band, like I love it. I think it's great.
Right.
I like a couple bands that he's introduced me to. I've even thought about like going to their shows if they come through Minneapolis, because like tickets are always like 10 cheap. Bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I mean, I could go drink a beer and stand in the back of the room and watch the mosh pitting.
Right. But,
yeah. Shit. There you go, dude.
That's it.
Playlists. We want to hear from you, though, the listeners. That's right. We want to know what you're listening to. Obviously, if you're hearing this and you answer our questions over on our DMs, you're listening to us as well. Yep. We're in your mix, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And give us some suggestions. If you know a really cool Spotify channel that maybe you think by listening to this conversation between Andy and I that you think we're going to like, I want to know about it.
Right.
I don't want to hear about your YouTube channels and stuff, because look, I ain't listening to YouTube music. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm a Spotify guy.
That's how it rolls.
That's how I roll. Yeah.
So do you subscribe to Apple Music?
No. No, not even after all the millions of like free, you know, look, you can have 72 months free and we'll pay you with a car. You're like, no, I don't even know how to use the app. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
It's funny because I can navigate through any kind of technology. But like when it comes to these things, I'm like, it takes me a minute to get used to it. And then once I am, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with anything.
I don't
want to
change.
Yeah. No. I could never figure out iTunes. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, when
it, yeah.
But pre-Apple Music, you know what I mean? Like, right. I don't even know how this works, you know? I don't know. And then my brother-in-law and sister, they use Pandora, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, that's a box I don't want
to
open.
Forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot about Pandora. We used to subscribe to Pandora. And then
Is it still a thing? Must be.
Yeah, as far as I know. I haven't heard it in a long time, but we did Pandora was the first family subscription that I paid for Paige and I, because she was old enough that she was doing, you know, wanted to have playlists and listen to music. And then we did Amazon Music.
Yeah, we did that for a little while.
Which worked fine. And then she, I mean, Spotify. Then you had
to start paying for it and everything like that.
Yeah. And anyway, so Spotify was like, I'm like, oh, if we're going to pay for something, we'll do that. So.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it. It's my go-to.
Works for me. I think one of the boys listens to Apple Music based off one of those free trials. And
yeah.
Since like high school. So I think they're hooked on that, right?
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
All right.
Good talk. I'm going to go jam out to some Green Day.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
See ya.
See ya.